Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Been watching that moon. That's that big old full moon. It's just about setting now. It's like behind a tree.
Are you facing west?
I'm apparently due west. Yeah, it's been right in my window the whole morning. So exciting. I love nature, the world, the planets revolving around each other and stuff, the solar system, the galaxy. It's amazing. Hello, it's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The 7 o'clock trash is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. There's a whole galaxy on there, RadioAlice.com. Head there. You can check out all the cool giveaways we have. There's always something happening there. So you should, you know, regularly look and see. Like, should I enter to win that?
Mark it and make it your homepage.
Well said. Yeah. While you're there, browse around. Take a look at the latest news stories. Yeah. Not just contests. You get news. And our show's full podcast is on there. Be like, oh my God, look at all this Sarah and Vinny stuff. This is amazing. Powered by Odyssey. 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 Some fun stuff here. I don't want to say these people deserve it because they don't. But, they,
no.
But also, oh, ooh. Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli.
Oh, this is the, what do they call that?
The college... varsity blues.
Oh, right. Varsity blues.
The college admission scandal.
There you go.
These people. I can't remember what they, like $250,000 a kid or something? And fake pictures of them rowing?
It was a half a million.
Yeah.
They, given to USC, I think. Or did both girls go to USC?
I think so, yeah. And one of them didn't even want to go. Remember the one who was on her Instagram going, I can't even want to go to school.
I already have my own business.
So, yeah, I'm basically running a business and you're watching me run it. But the other sister apparently did want to go. But they faked all these rowing pictures. Anyway, that was...
It was a half a million.
Half a million total.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they went to jail. Like Lori Loughlin actually spent a little bit of time in jail. Massimo, I don't remember what their sentences were. A couple weeks, a couple months maybe. I don't know. Wasn't anything big. So this gang of thieves from South Africa, apparently, decided that wasn't enough. Actually, it had nothing to do with it. They just went, oh, look, a mansion. Let's break in there and steal their jewels.
Mm.
And that's what they did. About $1 million worth of jewelry. And they call it brazen. Like these guys, they rush in. This all caught on, you know, home video. They smash windows. They jump in. They grab the jewelry box. They jump out. And then they get on a plane and get out of the country. Like, they do this on their way to LAX.
Wow.
Guess,
and they
right?
just hit their house by chance, or they knew that these people were... I mean, obviously, the house must have been nice, but...
Yeah, I think that they just look for a house that doesn't look like anyone's home, and they go for it, and...
Oh, and they weren't home. Okay.
They were not home.
Got
they weren't home. In fact, it wasn't discovered until a housekeeper found the broken... I'm like, what? No alarm? No... That seems really weird.
You know, it's weird. A house like that, you'd think they'd have the best possible alarm. What's weird is if you don't have motion detectors or a glass break detector, unfortunately, if they break the glass out
and
they don't lift the jam,
right,
then it won't set off the sensor. and they can climb right through. That's why you got to have motion sensors and glass break
right.
technology in order for them to go off.
You're only partially protected. Not everyone's going to break through a door and open a door or a window. Just smash their way in. Smash and grab. Mm-hmm. So she spent 2 months in jail in 2020, and he spent 5 months in jail.
Oh, okay.
So this happened January 3rd. They were dressed in black and their faces were covered in masks. They say burglars. They're not saying how many. But the cops are saying there is a gang of South American. I blamed South Africa. Sorry, South Africa. It's South American. Random South American.
They both start with an country. A, you know.
Yeah. I must have skimmed the story and had South African in my head. So, and they don't even say what country. They just, all of you, South America, you're on notice. A gang of South American criminals who hit locations around the U.S. and then they just leave. They get the stuff. They run to the airport and get on a plane.
Damn.
And head home. I know. Yeah. Laughlin was... obviously,
does it say where they were at the time?
It doesn't. I'm sure they have many homes. They were probably,
I'm sure too.
It's
but...
ski season. I'm sure they were in Aspen.
Oh, good for them.
Or maybe they escaped the wintry days and they're in Hawaii. I mean, they're someplace fabulous. Don't worry. They're not in jail. Put it that way. So she was obviously back in the news a couple days ago lamenting the death of Bob Saget.
Oh,
who, as we came back last week, he had passed away.
Despite her criminal ways, she must have a heart somewhere in there.
Somewhere, right. She can't be all bad. She did it because she loves her daughters and wants them to get a good education.
Right.
So anyway, that's your $1 million jewel heist. I wonder if you must film all that stuff, right? Because otherwise you call the insurance company and they go, yeah, sure is $1 million. I'm so sure. But you must have that documented, like at their level, right?
I don't know how they do. I think it's, I know at my own level, I've absolutely, and I don't have a lot of stuff. We really don't.
Yeah.
But we'll roll video. Like when we were, I'll give you an example. When we had to evacuate for the fire, yes. I rolled through the house with a camera going, this is what our house looks like.
You should do it. This friend of mine shoots houses for a living. He makes the video. If you're ever looking for a house online, there'll be a video. And it's like really, you know, cool drone footage. And then they're gliding through the house or whatever. So that he does that. He produces those videos. And he did a place in Napa last year. And when, you know, he spends all day. Like it's all from sunrise to sunset. He gets all the rooms and all the photos of everything and a huge amount of video that he whittles down to a little package. So like 2 days later, the house burns down. I know. So the guy's like, oh my God, can I please have all the video? Because I need it for insurance. I don't have any video of what was inside the house. So he handed it over and the guy used it for his insurance.
Yeah. Time. Yep. So anyway, I would think that that's what they do. Someone wrote in, why would you not have $1 million in jewelry in a safe? Because if you have a ton of money, these things don't occur to you the same way they would me or anybody else.
Right.
Maybe they have a bunch
of really big stuff. Gold. They're gold bars. Their gold bars are in a safe. And their everyday diamonds and pearls are in a jewelry box. They just grabbed a jewelry box and ran.
It's just the, you know, different sensibilities, I think. I wouldn't be able to walk away from $1 million car in a normal parking lot because I've never grown up with a ton of money.
Right.
You know, Bieber, who's had money his whole life,
doesn't
parks that in the lucky,
it.
You know, supermarket parking lot right up there up front.
Yeah.
Door dings. Who cares? I'll throw that one away and get another.
We need a companion vehicle that comes and guards the car and puts cones all the way around it that a 10-foot circumference. Or whatever, diameter.
So they probably don't sweat it the same way the rest
of
us.
No, exactly.
Would.
They're like, oh no, boo-hoo, $1 million gone. Oh well, insurance will cover that. Okay, so I do not have the cast for Celebrity Big Brother.
Boo!
But I do have a whole bunch of ruminations. Some of these, ridiculous. Rihanna is not going to do Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, she'd be fun, though. Can she? Ask her for it.
They're saying, so according to Spoiler Girl 1, producers were considering some celebrities like Tiffany Pollard, who also said that Rihanna is among the fans of the show asking to participate. It's possible she's a fan. And she's like, yeah, you know what? I'll do that. Get my Fenty stuff out there in front of everybody. She'd wear that. So Tiffany Pollard, Rihanna, Clay Aiken.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Clay Aiken is actually, he's running for another.
He is.
I can't remember what he's running for, though.
I think it's Congress in North Carolina, but I can't be sure.
He's run for it before and was defeated, but he's older now and maybe he feels like, you know, he wants to get in there. Somebody from Vanderpump Rules, an actor by the name of Jax Taylor, J-A-X.
I never heard of him.
I know. They're saying Kellyanne Conway was considered.
Oh, I could live without that.
Me too. Boston Rob, also rumored. Scott Disick, also rumored. And that's it, basically. You know, they either can't find anyone to do it, or they really are doing a great job keeping it tamped down.
Because Boston Rob will win the whole thing.
And he'll do all these shows. He's been on all the shows.
Yeah, and he's
great
also really good at these challenges, so he'll win the whole thing.
And he knows how to work people. Mm-hmm. He's very manipulative in a loving, supportive way. He really is good at that.
Someone who's got a good command of anything, people want to be next to you.
Yep.
So that's the best thing he's got going for him is stick with me. I'm going to win this thing or we're going to get there together, however he words it. But that's, Boston Rob's going to win challenges and I'm going to sit there quietly and then I'll cut his throat when he's not looking.
Winning.
Duh. But you can't tell anybody that you're going to do that because even though you are going to do that and they're all going to try and do it too, if you say it, then they're going to tell him.
Right.
And then you're out.
You got to keep that part to yourself.
Keep that down. Tamp that down. Anyway, let me see if I can find the date of when it starts. I want to say it actually starts on the day of February 2nd. So a couple days before. And it's a short season. So let's all watch it together. Okay, you guys? Come on. Every year, because Vinny and I are in SAG-AFTRA, that's the Screen Actors Guild / American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, I think. I don't know, something like that. They joined forces a few years back, and so we are now in SAG, which is great because we get one of the benefits is... And I feel like I have access to everything now. Like if I can't find it on my TV, I can probably still find it on my computer somewhere. But they send us all these pre-screeners, like for your consideration, because we're voting members of the SAG-AFTRA body. Well, don't you get them too? Aren't you in SAG?
No. Well, you get them if you pay off your entire year.
Oh, you got to be a member in good standing. I see how it works.
Last-minute guy. I'm like, okay, let's push that payment a little further.
Is that right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not cheap being in the union.
You don't get
that's
the vote
sure.
if you don't have the right to vote if you didn't pay your dues.
Yeah. You pay up and we'll send you some movies. I didn't realize that. The 2022 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations are out. They've actually been out for a few days here, but I said today's the day. I got to get this done because otherwise it's going to be time for the award show. Succession, Ted Lasso, Squid Game, Steamrolled. So it's all about the streamers.
Have you got on the Succession thing yet?
No, have you?
I started it and was over it.
Because you didn't like anybody?
I just didn't think... I don't know. I guess I got to give it more time. It's about this... I'm not even going to get into it. No, I didn't love it. And I just went, okay, I got better things to do.
I do feel like it's something I should watch because everybody's watching it. Mm-hmm. And
I probably got to give it more time.
Yeah, I just haven't pressed play on it. But we're at it. I think we got to watch... There's another season of Goliath, and we're going to finish this season of Hannah. That's what we're watching because we finished the morning show.
Oh, you watch Hannah, huh?
Yeah, do you watch Hannah?
That's the one with the
The young lady, she's like in a program. Her dad breaks her out. He's training her to be a badass. And she didn't know anything about her life.
Oh. I loved the first season.
The first season's epic.
Yeah.
The second season, I was like, okay. But I liked it.
Oh, and there's a third? Is that what you're saying?
The third season's out now. Yeah. Oh. So we watched, I think, one or two episodes. And I just was like, I don't know. I guess I'll watch it.
Oh, this is on Prime, huh?
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Hannah?
Yeah. Anyway, the SAG nominations are out, and Succession, Ted Lasso, they're continuing their dominance.
You think this will end your embarrassing streak of draws?
Lloyd, I've never been embarrassed about having streaks in my draws. You know, it's all part of growing up.
Oh.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's adorable, Ted Lasso. They're saying Squid Game also scored major nominations for the ensemble, and individuals from the cast were nominated. They say the big...
big award
big
is voiceover.
Snub. What's that?
The big award is voiceover.
Oh, actors, don't they sucked?
Well, she was, but the lady who does the voiceover for the annoying chick,
the cuckoo chick,
she's as perfect as you could ever like. It's
yeah. What about me? Take me.
She's kooky, and you're like,
you're so mean. Oh, I don't like what you did right there. Oh, this is not fun.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
You're perfect. That's it.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Oh, what are you saying? Am I perfect or am I imperfect? Which one am I? So, Kristen Stewart played Princess Diana, and a lot of people expect, critically, I'm hearing good things about this movie, but I just don't know if I could ever press play on it. And it looks like most of SAG-AFTRA also agreed, because she was not nominated and people are saying it's a major snub. So there's a little bit of it. You know what? I'll send you this, or maybe I did already, Bryn. Let's put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
You got it, dude.
If you scroll down, you can go through all the nominations if you care. It's award season. It's on.
And it's up.
All right. Chris Angel is in the news. He is the magician guy. A couple of years ago, he announced that his son had cancer. Mm. A young son. The kid's name is Johnny Christopher.
Ugh.
I know. He announced yesterday that the kid's in remission. I know. 7 years old.
I can't. So, I just don't. Good for him. Congratulations to that family. That is, I can't even imagine what they've gone through.
No, anything wrong with your kid, it's got to be all consuming. And as a parent, all you want is for your kids to be happy and healthy, and you'd gladly take on the pain for them or whatever they're going through. But to have to watch her getting banned, you know, cancer treatment is no joke.
It's
so insanely difficult, and all kinds of crap happens to these kids.
And I'm sure he's been screwing up his magic tricks every day since then. Because
I just can't get this
about
one right.
Anything straight.
I actually cut her in half.
I don't know how to stay focused anymore.
Yeah,
no, four hearts. Oh, never mind. Who cares?
My kid has cancer.
Yeah, your priorities all of a sudden are just screwed. There's no way. I can't focus on this.
I'm busy thinking about this other thing. Anyway, Chris Angel's kid is, I don't know if he's going to be fine, but he's in remission.
Right.
7 years old. So the early part of his life, unbelievable. Cooking with Paris.
Oh, that's my jam. Love it.
Tell me more.
That's hot.
Well, she's great.
Have you watched them all?
I haven't watched them all, but it's like house porn, you know? Like just the way that she lives and her kitchen and everything is just so
glamorous. The cookbook is supposedly written by her, but it's like so little flowers and little pink things on it and like, ooh, this will be yummy, it says inside. So she opens up the cookbook, which clearly some PA has written out. And they've dressed, you know, she makes it seem like she hung the clouds in the living room where they're going to be. I wanted to dine under the clouds, so I put these up here. And by I put them up, I mean these minions, these people around me on the payroll.
As she's lost in her own kitchen. She doesn't know where anything is.
She doesn't know a blender from a hand mixer. Like, she truly, you can hear them off camera going, that's a blender.
No, over there to your right.
Oh, yep, to
no,
the right.
No, not that one.
Nope, the right. The other right. So
I'm glad
for,
she's having fun.
For half
Paris,
a second.
Still living her best
enjoyable.
Life after all these years.
It is kind of fun. I agree. It's kind of fun. But it's also kind of dumb. And I watched like two of them. I watched the Kim Kardashian one. And I watched Saweetie.
Oh, yeah. Saweetie. Uh-huh.
It's the only ones I watched. And it's not bad.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. I just never went back. I didn't go. I wasn't like, oh, this is amazing.
I think my favorite part is her disgust as she's like doing stuff, like whether it's dough or she's like, ugh.
Well, she wears.
It's so messy.
She wears these designer things. Like, what did she have? This black leather fringy jacket with like 3 foot long. And she reaches over and she drags all the fringe through this like batter or whatever. And she goes, oh, now I'll have to get dry cleaned. Ugh. I mean, it's so dumb. It's not like I'm learning anything from it except how amazing her life is. When they first put it out, and I want to say it was like this past
fall.
Here's
how you ruin a $5,000 jacket.
Right. I just learned. Yay. I guess just trim that fringe, you know? No, I guess I'll have 6-inch fringe.
Right.
So it premiered in August, and briefly, it actually cracked Netflix's daily top 10 rankings. Like, people went and looked, but then people didn't go back and look again, and they are canceling it. So the one season's up there, and you can go and enjoy that, Cooking with Paris. That's it. I think they only did 6 episodes, and it's been canceled.
Oh no! How will she pay her mortgage?
I don't know. I was concerned about that too, Vin. Maybe her husband will pay it for her. Didn't she just get married?
Good.
Are they married yet?
That's right, yeah.
They're married, aren't
married.
They? Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a whole other show she had. She has enough shows. Jesus. Anyway, there's that. There's your 7 o'clock trash. Vin, what's coming up?
TV and bed. Also, Girl Scout cookies and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.